Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, Sally Gelthoff from the Blossom Time Festival. Hi again, Sally. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Glad
you could come back. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show to talk about all the great things and the Blossom Time. Now, you were on the air with me during the morning show, and we talked about the Blossom Time Scholarship Fund. Bring us up to date on that just a little bit again, would you?
Sure. It's really sort of the core of what we do as a festival. You know, we've been around for 113 years, which is hard to believe.
You weren't around at the beginning, though, right?
I was not around at the beginning.
Ooh, wow.
but, you know, it's grown into this wonderful opportunity for the young men and women of Southwest Michigan. And we, you know, set up the scholarship fund so that we can help them gain new experiences and learn about Michigan and Southwest Michigan, and then take those experiences with them onto their education or their trade, whatever they choose to do. And we love cultivating that and getting to know these great kids.
And setting up those scholarships, I mean, is important because because it allows them to do so much.
It does. It really does. And we are a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. and we are very thankful for all of our sponsors and volunteers and everybody who helps us throughout the year.
I'll put you on the spot. Do we want to do a quick little shameless plug for some of the sponsors?
I would love to. Specifically, we're here today to talk about the 40th annual Run for the Buds, which is a 5K.
And you brought a guest along.
Run and walk. I did. I brought our race director today, Tom Figueroa from Trying for Life.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Nice and close to that mic so we can hear you very well, so everybody can hear you well. So you're Trying for Life and also race director. So let me back up just a little bit. Trying for Life, fill us in, a little shameless plug for Trying for Life.
Absolutely. Trying for Life is a triathlon or more of an endurance business. We do bike repairs, bike maintenance. We do training, have a cycling studio. Pretty much try to help people in the endurance sports across all the spectrum, from coaching to repair, anything you need.
Okay, and where are you located? How can people get a hold of you if they have a need?
Sure, you can call us at 269-588-0361, or we're located on the corner of Niles Road and Maiden Lane.
Niles Road and Maiden Lane. You probably have a website, I would guess.
We do, tryingforlife.com.
Tryingforlife.com. Okay, so we got the shameless plug out of the way.
Thank you.
But race director, so this is the 40th annual Run for the Buds. How long have you been involved with the race? How many years?
This is my first year involved with it as a race director, but I have run it in the past years.
Have you
And
really?
One of the things really awesome about this race that Sally was just talking about is it does help the community. So a lot of people look at why do a race? Why should we spend the time and the effort to do a run? The money stays in the community, helps kids, even probably a lot of the people that are going to be walking and running, some of their mm-hmm. kids are going to be benefited by the race.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing effort that Blossom Time is putting in to help this community out.
So, I mean, it's ultimately a fundraiser, right? I mean, if you look at it for the scholarship, right, is really what we're
yes,
looking at doing.
It is. And it's also just another fun family event for the community that, you know, Blossom Time is sort of known for, and it's right before the Grand Floral Parade. It runs the course of the parade, so that's another benefit, and it's pretty exciting. And with all the action going on with the parade.
So again, it's Saturday, May 4th at 10:30, and we'll give you the details here coming up in a couple of minutes. Talking with Sally Gelthoff from the Blossom Time Festival, and Tom, I'm going to mess this up. Figueroa.
Really close.
Okay. Yep. Trying for Life and the race director as well. All right. So you mentioned Sally and Tom. So where does the race officially begin and end then? Let's kind of break that down a little bit. So the race begins and ends at?
It begins and ends downtown in St. Joseph by where Big B Coffee is and the Catholic Church on the corner of Main and
Ship
Street.
Yep. Main and Ship.
Yep.
Next to the post office. And like you said, Sally, follows the Grand Floral Parade route. When is the parade?
The parade begins at 1 o'clock at that one, day.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the race is that morning, and then the parade's that afternoon, and then a portion of the proceeds go to the Blossom Time Fund. What about if I want to come down? I would imagine because of the parade and of course the race that morning. Where's a good place to park if I'm looking to park down there?
We do offer a free parking option that is in the west parking lot of the Berrien County Courthouse on the corner of Main and Port Streets.
Well, that's easy access to the start and finish line there.
Yes.
Absolutely. So run down the details. You want to get registered. Is there pre-registration for this, or can you register the day of, or do you get a discount if you register early, or break it down, Tom?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. So you can register early through this Friday, and it'll be $25. And you can do that on active.com and just search for Run for the Buds 2019. Or you can go to the Blossom Time website, which is
blossomtimefestival.org.
And if you're a Facebook person, you can go and find Run for the Buds 2019 on Facebook, and you can register there. On Saturday, the price then will go up to $30, and that'll run through to the race day. And then there is a race day option and day before race day option of registration where it'll be $35, and you can do that on race day at the site, or the day before will be at Silver Harbor Brewing Company.
And so that's if you're 15 and over. Kids 14 and under, though, get a little bit of a break in the price, right?
They do, yeah. 14 and under will be 15 through Friday, and then it'll go up to 20, and then $25 on race day.
Okay. And again, you can register, like I said, blossomtimefestival.org. There's also another site, isn't there? Is it active.com? Am I correct on that one?
Yes, active.com, which is a website for registering for races. So you go to the site, search for Run for the Buds 2019, and you'll find it there. And that's where all the registration happens.
Okay. And then there's a packet that you get then. You can pick that up where?
That'll be the day before, and that'll be also at Silver Harbor.
Okay. And that's on Pleasant Street, right downtown there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, though, you will accept same day registration. The race is at 10:30 that morning on Saturday the 4th, but registration begins at what time?
8:30 a.m.
8:30 that morning. So what do you get for the finishers? What do they get? You get little prizes, little trinkets, little fun things?
So we're actually working on this event to make it more interactive. So as you finish the race, we're going to have some speakers and presenters that will be at the finish line that'll help spend the time from the finish of the race until the medals. And then at 11:30, we'll have a medal ceremony. So the top three placers in each of the age groups will get a medal. For their completion of first, second, and third. And then we'll have some overall winner prizes. One of them will be gift certificates from Trying for Life. Some of the other sponsors are coming in with donations, like Orange Mud's going to have some transition wraps, and we're working on some more stuff. But what's really, really good about this is there's one sponsor, the Red Coach Donuts, that's coming in with free donuts at the finish line.
Well, how does it get any better than that? I mean, you know.
Be good.
So the race is at 10:30 and all of the award ceremony is at 11:30. So if I was to do this, I don't know if I could be done with a 5K by 11:30, though. I'm just kidding. So, so 5K is what, 3.2 miles. So even if you walked it, you should be able to cover that easily in an hour. And we call it a race, and it really is. But it's a run walk, though.
It is.
Yeah. So anybody, there's always going to be somebody who comes in first. Don't get me wrong, but everybody can participate whether you want to run or you want to walk it, you should be able to cover that easily.
Absolutely. And the roads are wide enough that families can come in and walk with each other, and they're not going to be obstructions to anyone that wants to come in and be serious. So it really is perfect for any level of runner walker, the person that wants to come in and get a PR because it is a fast course. It's relatively flat until the end. You got a nice little hill coming up to the finish line, but the rest of the course is perfectly flat.
So why do you put that hill at the very end when you're tired? You should do that at the beginning, maybe.
You would think it would make sense, but runners love a challenge, and there's nothing like a big hill at the end of a finish of a race.
Absolutely. So, and of course, our sister station down the hall, 98.3 The Coast, Johnny Reinhart's going to be on hand. He'll be providing music and announcements during the race. And so now we've come to the time where we want to give a little shout out to some of our awesome sponsors, right, Sally?
That's correct. Really, we couldn't do all of this without their support. Spectrum Health Lakeland and Stark's Family Funeral Homes, Twin City Awards and Trophies. Hammer Nutrition is coming in this year, mm-hmm. and Orange Mud as new sponsors. So we're excited about that. Of course, the radio stations,
right?
Which we really appreciate. There's a whole long list. Those are the major sponsors. And yeah.
Just happy to have those.
We're just very grateful for their support.
Yeah. And don't forget the donuts at the finish.
And don't forget the donuts.
Well, that's the whole reason that I would be there again. All right. So, Tom, run down everything again. It's the 40th annual Run for the Buds. Tell us how long it is, where it starts, and just kind of run it down, and then where can we get more information about it?
Absolutely. So, 40th annual, like you said, Run for the Buds. So, it's a great tradition in the community. It's on May 4th. The run starts at 10:30. With same-day registration will be at 8:30, awards at 11:30, and then we'll have presenters from 11 till 11:30 as well. Yep. Day before is a packet pickup at Silver Harbor. Also, registration can happen there if you haven't registered already. I know a lot of people want to wait and see what the weather's like, but we'll have the option to register there as well. If you want to register right now, you can go to active.com, search for Run for the Buds 2019, or you can go to the website, theblossomtimefestival.org.
And you got a link on there too, Sally,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And if you're a Facebook person, you go to Facebook and search for Run for the Buds 2019, and you'll find that, and there's links in there as well to register.
Awesome. Sally Geldhoff from the Blossom Time Festival, and Tom, say it again.
Figueroa,
good for trying for life and the race director. Thanks for coming in, and looking forward to the big race coming up on the 4th of May.
Thank you so Excellent. Much for having us.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.